Hi, it's Sunny Chapman, and I am here to offer you a quick kind of guided visualization / meditation exercise for your money fears. So what I'm going to have you do is begin by taking a big, long, deep breath in. And as you release that breath, see if you can release that breath all the way down to your lower belly or hips. So in. Kind of push that breath down into your lower belly area. And on the second breath, you're going to try to release it all the way down to your knees this time. So in. And on this third breath, I'm going to see if you can release it all the way down through the soles of your feet. So nice deep breath in. And now I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to gather all of the facts and realities and the things you have to think about and deal with and the real world terrors that you're seeing on the news and in your mind and all of the realities that you have to even really deal with in real time right now. And I want you to just gather those things into kind of a ball. Begin to gather those things into a ball. See if you can feel into your body, into where those things are in your body right now, energetically. And imagine drawing them out like little storm clouds. They're little storm clouds all in your body. Maybe they're in your chest. Maybe they're in your lower back. Maybe they're in your stomach. Wherever they are, I want you to start to gather them up and invite them out into your hands, which are opened out in front of you. You can either do that literally or just in your mind. Gathering all these little storm clouds of all these facts and all these realities and all this real stuff into your hands. And you're just going to hold that there in your hands for a moment. This ball of storm clouds. And you're just going to thank it for its help. And you're going to honor it. And then we're simply going to set it down to your left. If you like, you can imagine there's a table on your left, a wooden table with a golden bowl on top. And the golden bowl is filled with sunlight coming in through an open window. And you're just going to gently set this ball down in that golden bowl for now. Now come back into your body. And this time, we're going to gather up all of the urgent action things. All of the urgent things that you absolutely have to do right now or else kind of things. The decisions, the feeling of not knowing what to do, but feeling like you have to do something. Find where all of that is in your body right now. Again, maybe it's in your chest. Maybe it's in your temples or your top of your head. Maybe it's in your stomach. Wherever it is, I want you to begin to draw all of that out too into a ball. like before, but this time imagine them as little fires, maybe little campfires, whatever you like. And you're gathering all these little fires up into your hands held out in front of you. They're drawing out of your body, out of your chest, out of your stomach. They're drawing up and out into your hands. And you're just holding them there, looking at them. And I want you to thank them for their help, honor them, and simply set them down now to your right. Again, if you like, you can see a wooden table on your right with a golden bowl on top of this table too. But this golden bowl is filled with cool, clean water from a stream. And we're just going to put this ball of fires into the bowl to your right. And just gently set it down there for now. Now come back into your body in this nice, wide open space. And begin to imagine a peach-colored light right in the center of your belly. And it's expanding out with golden flecks, bits of orange and rose. And it's expanding out from your center until it fills your body from head to toe. Now I want you to imagine all the money in the world, in every form, in every currency, from paper denominations, to precious metals, to numbers representations on the computer and on the internet, to zeros and zeros and ones, to commas and decimals. I want you to see now how no matter what happens in the world at any time, that money does not vanish, disappear, burn up, or anything else. What does it do? Where does it go? It circulates. Money stays in constant and continual circulation. That's all it does. Circulate. Circulate and expand over time. The places it circulates changes. The paths of circulation change. The places it pulls up changes. The places it lives changes. The form changes. The means changes. But always, always, it circulates. See it circulating now, like water does, all over the globe, like a complex system, like veins in the human body, but rivers and streams, brooks, lakes, oceans and springs, above ground, underground. It does not disappear. Even when water seems hidden and evaporates, it's air. It's breathed in and breathed out everywhere. Still in flow, always in flow. And then it accumulates and rains back down. Nothing but circulation. Infinite circulation. See it circulating now. And now I want you to see how you are part of that circulation and how you always have been. In and out. In and out. In and out. How you've likely been taught and learned and experienced yourself as outside that flow, cut off from that flow. Disallowed that flow. But now you are going to see that you are that flow and that it is available to you, here for you, in you, and as you, and always will be. And if you can't quite picture that and you can't comprehend that, that's okay. We're just going to let our body open to that idea. We're not going to worry about the how. Now I want you to see how money is just energy this way, constantly moving and changing, constantly supporting and being supported. And see how you are also energy in that very same way, constantly moving and changing, supporting and being supported. And at an introductory level, you can simply see yourself as connected to that flow and as a conduit of that flow, in and out, in and out. The money comes like water, like air, in and out, in and out. And at an advanced level, you can see that you are that flow, that money and you yourself are a temporary physical manifestation of value. The form of which may change, but the value stays the same. The value is not temporary. The essence is temporary, is not temporary. But the forms are. And you have been and always will be this infinite flow. To the point that you don't know where you begin and it ends. The same way that there is no precise place that water ends. It just changes form. Now, if this is all a little too woo for you, it may help to just shift your perspective and open your mind to a new way of feeling about money and about yourself. So don't worry about it. This is likely to counter everything you've been taught about money. But just ask, what might happen in my life and to my stress levels if I were able to truly experience this money this way, and to transform my relationship with money and with life as a result? What if I knew this to be true? What would that feel like? What would that be like? Now I want you to think about someone you love. This could be your family, your friends, your children, your dog, your cat, or anything you love. And I want you to bring them into your mind, right in front of you, until you feel your heart start to open in gratitude that love and joy you feel when you think of and see them. And once you feel that love, I want you to visualize all this circulating money that we just saw as a deep emerald green colored light swirling and twirling all around your loved ones, enveloping them effortlessly in and out, in and out, all around them. And I want you to notice they are so worthy of that, aren't they? They are so deserving of that, right? And I want you to feel that. And as you do, I want you to put yourself into that picture with them. And when you do, the emerald green color gets brighter and it expands to 3 times the size around you all, you and your loved ones, effortlessly in flow with all you need and more. And as you receive that abundance and your bubble expands, your circulation expands, which touches another family's bubble, and another's, and another's, and another's, and continues to pour over far and wide. Notice that the bigger that emerald green light expands around you, the farther it reaches, the more it shares. Effortlessly shared, the way air is effortlessly shared. Now I want you to pull that whole picture into your heart. Just pull it out from in front of you, right into your heart, as if you're just tucking it in there for safekeeping. And as you do, feel that energy expand a little more. See it emanating from your heart and wrapping itself around your city, your country, and now the entire globe. You can even expand it as far out into the universe as you care to. And all the while, it never leaves you, staying firmly planted safely in your heart. And just sit in that feeling as long as you like. And when you're ready, we'll anchor all of this in place with 3 more deep, long, slow breaths, just like we did at the start. And as you exhale, that first exhale, you're going to breathe it down into your belly. Into your hips. And on this next breath, gonna breathe it out down into your thighs, all the way down to your knees. And on this last breath, gonna breathe in and right out through the bottom of your feet. Down into the ground, deep into the earth, right to the center of the earth. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. and come back into the room. I hope that this exercise has opened your mind and body to a new perspective, or at least offered a little hope and reprieve.